Hey, Cynthia Adelson, Adelson. Cynthia, she was born 9/14/67. Today is the 28th. Chief complaint, I have a cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, headache. Number three, I think I have COVID. Number four, I've also been exposed to strep. Number five, I might have mono. Number six, my family has a long history of stroke. I'm concerned about my neck. Number seven, my neck hurts. Number nine, hot flashes under care of an OB-GYN regarding bioidentical hormones, but she hasn't gone back. Our patient is a 55-year-old woman, works for a shipping company. She comes in with above-mentioned symptoms and concerns for the past 3 days. She's had some nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, meningitis, surgical convulsion, medications, non-COVID immunization, up-to-date medical problems, negative surgical problems, no recent surgery reported social. She smokes. She doesn't want to quit. We talked about this before. We talked about it again. Doesn't drink alcohol. Doesn't use drugs. Colonoscopy, no, and don't talk about it to me. Mammogram, up to date per her OB-GYN doctor. Family history, long-standing history of stroke per in the family, as well as history of also lung cancer, which I brought up again with patient when we talked about quitting smoking. She is alert, awake, in no distress. She is weighing 150 pounds, 99%, 98.6, 16, 92, and 130 over 78. Heart pauses, home pauses, restricted lungs, ronchi, a few, no rouse, no wheezing, abdomen, soft, epigastric, tenderness, noted neck, shows lymphadenopathy and galore. TMs are red posterior. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, strep is negative, COVID is negative. Number two, sinusitis severe. Number three, dizziness. Number four, long-standing family history stroke. Number five, carotid ultrasound within normal limits. Next number, ultrasound of the neck shows copious lymphadenopathy related to her infection and nothing else. Next number is abdominal pain slash nausea. Reveals a normal abdomen, normal gallbladder, slightly fatty liver. Again, because of family history stroke, she has no evidence of internal or external carotid obstruction at this time. Next number, mammogram per OB-GYN. Next number, Motrin versus Tylenol for pain. Next number is once again quit smoking. Next number, not, doesn't want to have a colonoscopy. Next number, patient last period was 3 years ago. Next number, she will follow up with us in 3 days if not improved. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.